It's time now this morning for a check of sports here on KJN. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with KJN Sports. Starting off, taking a look at high school football for you from last night. Some week zero games here around the area as getting an early start on the regular season and a lot of eight-man play for you last night. Game you heard here on KJN, it was Adair Casey over Cam by a score of 55-40. Clayton Plowman led the charge with 255 yards and three touchdowns rushing there for Adair Casey as they pick up that early season victory in a back-and-forth ball game. Also in eight-man District 6 play, other teams from that district that played last night. Coon Rapids Baird 66-6 over Grandview Park Baptist. Glidden-Ralston topped Murray 41-32. It was Mormon Trail over Seymour 49-6. Melcher Dallas beat Colonesco 34-26. And Lennox was a 36-2 winner over East Union. In eight-man District 7 play, it was Booyer Valley over Kingsley Pearson 50-14. West Harrison beat Fremont Mills 62-12. And Sydney was a 44-20 winner over Arweva. Eight-man District 8 teams that were in action last night included Stanton 48-28 over Nishnabotna, Twin Cedars 48-14 over Essex South Page, and Southwest Valley beat Tri-County 48-20. Also in 2A District 8 play, it was Clarinda Academy playing. They fell to Clark Osceola. Clark the winner there, 36-28. That's a look at high school football scores there for you from week zero action, getting that regular season underway. And of course, we'll have football all season long for you here on KJN. You can check out our schedule of high school football games by going to KJN.com, going to our sports page, and then click on the archive schedule link. In Major League Baseball last night, it was Adam Wainwright earning his NL-leading 15th win with his fifth complete game and had a key sacrifice fly to lead the Cardinals to a 3-1 victory over the Atlanta Braves last night. Matt Holliday's 432-foot home run off of Chris Medlin snapped a sixth-inning tie for St. Louis, which took the first two games of a four-game set against the NL East leaders. Having already thrown 101 pitches, Wainwright was allowed to bat with one out and the bases loaded in the seventh inning. He hit a long sacrifice fly off of Scott Downs for his third RBI of the season to make it 3-1. He then retired the side in order in the eighth inning. Will Venable had three hits and three RBIs, including a tie-breaking solo homer in the seventh inning, and the San Diego Padres rallied to beat the Chicago Cubs 8-6 last night. Jed Gyorko homered twice and drove in a career-high four runs as the Padres stormed back after a terrible start. Chase Headley and Logan Forsythe had two hits apiece. Nate Sheerholtz hit a three-run homer in Chicago's six-run first inning, but that was all the scoring for the Cubs. Other scores from Major League Baseball yesterday in interleague play, it was Detroit over the Mets 6-1. Washington got by Kansas City 11-10, and the Dodgers blanked Boston 2-0. In the American League, Minnesota beats Cleveland 5-1, Baltimore over Oakland 9-7, Tampa Bay beat up on the Yankees 7-2, it was Texas big over the White Sox 11-5, and Houston also a big winner 12-4 over Toronto. The Angels beat Seattle 2-0. In National League action, it was Philadelphia over Arizona 4-3, Colorado beat Miami 3-2, Milwaukee over Cincinnati 6-4, and Pittsburgh kept pace in the NL Central with a 3-1 win over San Francisco. Pacific Coast League baseball action for you from last night. New Orleans topped Omaha 8-4, and it was the I-Cubs winning over Memphis 2-0. And those teams have home games tonight. Coming up at 6:35 this evening, it'll be New Orleans on the road at Omaha to take on the Storm Chasers over at Warner Park. And then Memphis will be at Principal Park to take on the Iowa Cubs. That'll be a 7:05 start time for that one here tonight. Those teams will play afternoon games on Sunday as well. And some scores from National Football League preseason play last night. It was Seattle over Green Bay 17-10, and Chicago beat Oakland 34-26. In other sporting news, Brewers players are glad that Ryan Braun has acknowledged he took performance-enhancing substances that resulted in his 65-game suspension by Major League Baseball. Catcher Jonathan Lucroy calls it a good first step on the road to redemption, and reliever John Axford says he's willing to forgive Braun and move on. Axford thinks Braun will be accepted in the clubhouse when he returns. Rangers manager Ron Washington says he's optimistic that reliever Neftali Feliz will be back with the team sometime next month. Feliz has been undergoing an injury rehabilitation assignment with the Rangers AAA team in Round Rock, Texas. Feliz hasn't pitched in the big leagues since the middle of last season following Tommy John surgery and several other setbacks since. Denny Hamlin has captured the pole for tonight's Sprint Cup race at Bristol Motor Speedway. Hamlin turned a lap at 128.969 miles per hour in Friday's qualifying to put his Toyota in the top starting spot at Bristol for the first time of his career. Kurt Busch qualified second, followed by Carl Edwards, Ryan Vickers, and Matt Kenseth. Kyle Busch has won the Nationwide Series race at Bristol Motor Speedway for his ninth series win of the season. Busch started from the pole last night and led 228 of the 250 laps en route to the 60th series win of his career. It made him 2-for-2 so far this week at Bristol, where he won Wednesday night's Truck Series race. Brad Keselowski finished second and was followed by Austin Dillon and Justin Allgaier. And Kyle Larson was fifth, while Trevor Bayne was sixth, followed by Ty Dillon and Casey Kane. Brian Scott and Elliott Sadler rounded out the top 10. Sam Hornish Jr. entered the race as the Nationwide Series points leader, but had a spark plug wire problem and finished 12th. In golf, Webb Simpson and Gary Woodland shared the clubhouse lead when the second round of the Barclays was suspended by darkness in Jersey City. Simpson birdied six of the last nine holes on the way to a 5-under-66 and an 11-under total. However, Matt Kuchar was at 10-under with five holes left in his second round before play was suspended. Hall of Fame broadcaster Vin Scully has announced that he'll be back behind the mic with the LA Dodgers for a record 65th season in 2014. Scully said in a statement that he loves what the new ownership group has brought to the Dodgers and the energy that the fans are creating at Dodger Stadium. Scully began his professional broadcasting career in baseball in 1950 with the Brooklyn Dodgers. That's a look at the latest sports here this morning for you here on KJN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.